The Senate will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Pastor Greg Jorgensen from Downtown Church in Milford. He's the guest of the Senator from Dickinson, Senator Whiting. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Brooklyn Price of Winterset.
Let us bow in prayer. Almighty God, thank you for this time to gather in your presence. It's a humbling thing to be here amongst our friends and the people that share the great state that we live in. And so we come with great humility and joy in your presence. We give you praise that you have created this world, both the things that we can see and the things that we can't see. And you've also created each one of us. And so I give thanks for each individual in this room today, that you've created us with purpose and value and love. Your word says that you have determined the times and places where we live, that we would seek you. So, Lord, help us to not take moments like this for granted. Help us to not take life for granted. Today, we seek you on behalf of our great state. Lord, would you bless our land with mercy and love? We pray that our families and homes would be filled with warmth and growth and character, that our churches would be places of passionate worship, sweet fellowship, and works of service. For our businesses and farms, that they would prosper with ingenuity and integrity, that our schools, hospitals, and other places would be teeming with energy and learning and mentoring, and that our cities would grow, not just in numbers, but they would grow in joy of all ages and all people groups. Lord, we're thankful also that we're a part of a great nation. Lord, as we think of the other states around us, help us to be unified as a nation and to love each other and serve each other well. Gracious God, it's an honor to stand before these servant leaders in this room today. Your word says that all governments and institutions are under your authority and they're from you. And so, Lord, we come today ultimately to serve you, but we also come to serve each other and to work together. And so I pray now great wisdom upon everybody. I know, Lord, this is a heightened week with all the things that are coming to the table today. And so, Lord, we have a lot of emotion in the room today, so give great wisdom and skill. May there be a deep sense of justice and compassion, not only thinking of ourselves, but Lord, help us to think of others as well, as you have commanded us to love our neighbor. Lord, give us freedom in our land that we might live and worship, work, learn, and play in peace with great joy. Lord, in all the debates that will happen today, give us the ability to hear each other well, that we would pause and listen to the other, and give us civility in our speech. And so, Lord, bless each individual today. May they sense your presence and your love today for them as individuals. Bless the homes and families represented here today, the marriages, the children, the grandchildren, the cities that we represent. And finally, Lord, life is about the little tasks. And so every decision today, may it honor you. Thank you for those who are serving our country in the military. Protect them. Give them a sense of your presence today. And when we think of that, we think of the greatest sacrifice that was ever given, which was your Son, Jesus, dying on our behalf, living for us, rising for us. Fill us with his presence today, and we pray in his name, Jesus. Amen.
Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, the journal is approved as printed. Are there any senators to be excused? There is business in the well. The secretary will read.
We have the introduction of a gubernatorial appointee. It's Stephen Baines. He's the governor's appointee as the commissioner of public safety. He's the guest of Senators Breitbach and Taylor and the Committee on Transportation. He will be in the lobby for half an hour after this.
Are there any senators seeking the floor for announcements, introductions, or points of personal privilege? For what purpose does the senator from Mahaska, Senator Rosenboom, seek the floor?
For an announcement, Mr. President.
You're in order, Senator.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. First, I want to note with regret that Senator Feenster is not on the floor. But it is my distinct pleasure this morning to introduce the Palo Tulip Queen and her court. I'm sure they'll tell us more details, but I believe tulip time is early this year, right? And I'm going to hope and pray that's a harbinger of an early spring, and it can start any time. Anyway, this morning, I think this is a treat for everyone. No pun intended. But it's my pleasure to introduce Queen Olivia Vanderleest, the daughter of Wayne and Chris Vanderleest, and then the others will introduce themselves after I ask you to put them forward. With your indulgence, Mr. President.
Please proceed. We'll be at ease for a minute or two as everyone stuffs their faces with these Dutch letters. Senate will be in order. No other senator seeking the floor. The chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Democrats full caucus in room 24.
The chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move the Senate adjourn until Wednesday, March 6th at 9 a.m.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer. All those in favor say yay. Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate is adjourned until Wednesday, March 6th at 9 a.m.